Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God. Thank Him for another day, another opportunity. I am so grateful to be here with you, my brothers and sisters, and all of the listening audience this morning. I am your guest host, Reverend June Addison. Grateful to Sister BJ for giving me this opportunity every third Tuesday at this time to come and just speak a word to the body of Christ and to all the listeners. Today we have such an awesome word from God this morning, and it's a word that we're familiar with, but we allude to it and sometimes we mention it, but today the Lord wants us to focus on the flesh. It's interesting that we know about it, we sometimes refer to it, but he wants to give us greater insight and understanding on what we're dealing with when we talk about the flesh. And there is a simple understanding of what it is. And our scripture for today is Galatians 5, verses 16 through 17. I want to read that for you, and then we'll go into just what is this thing called the flesh. Galatians 16, and I pray you have your pencil and your paper and Bible, King James Version. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. If you've been around church any amount of time, at some point during your church life, you have heard Galatians 5. And today we're focusing on the flesh. And there's a simple understanding. And the flesh, it is that which is contrary to the Spirit. And that Spirit is the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. The flesh, it's contrary to the Holy Spirit. Both the flesh and the Spirit, as Paul teaches, exists within us. It's that part of our nature where our will is seated. And so he talks about these two elements, the flesh and the Spirit, are opposing forces that exist. Now listen to this now. It exists in the believer. In the believer. Now, the flesh will exist in that unsaved, that unyielded person. But to the believer who have made God their God and Jesus their Lord and Savior, we have now the Holy Spirit residing in us. Humanity, human nature, was created in Genesis 1 and 31, was created good. And when you look at Genesis 1 and 31, it says, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, God said it was very good. God himself, all that he had created, he looked upon it on that sixth day when he had finished all of creation. He looked on everything he created and he said, not only good, but that it was very good. So in the beginning of time, in of written time, we know Genesis, written time, whatever God created, it was created good. So that part of the flesh that disagrees with the spirit came at the fall of Adam. It came at the fall of Adam. And since we know that the flesh disagrees with the spirit, it's imperative for us to study it. And to beware of our flesh. Beware of those things in us that opposes God. Beware of those thoughts. Beware of your language. Beware of what you think, what you sometimes express. Beware of what you feel. Does it oppose God? Does it oppose what God has said? Oh, my goodness, my brothers and my sisters, beware of that part of your human self that was corrupted in the Garden of Eden through disobedience. And we have to understand that we have an enemy, and that enemy is within us. Our human nature, again, I have to emphasize this, the human nature that opposes the Holy Spirit of God in us. I'm talking to believers. I'm also talking to those who would become believers. In Genesis 2 and 16, in the very beginning of written time, I always have to say written time because God was before Genesis, the written Genesis. In 2:16 and 17, Genesis 2:16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shall not eat of it. Shall not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, God commanded. God commanded man to not eat. Can you see that? Can you see that there are times when God has spoken a thing? He's asked us something. He's told us something. He's instructed to do something. He's commanded us to do something, and we opposed what he said. We opposed what he said. And we're going to get to Genesis 3 in a minute, but look at 1 John 4 and 1. Now, the reason 1 John 4 and 1 is important because John tells us, behold, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Try the spirit. God, is this you talking? Is this you telling me to say this like this? Is this you in my thoughts thinking this? Is this you opposing what I know from the word? So when those thoughts come, when those your will rises up, when that human nature, when that nature of the flesh rises up, we have to try that thing. And this is why we have Bible study. This is why you read your word, so that you will know what spirit is operating. Our will, that God gave us a will, can be manipulated by the devil and cause us to oppose God. And since Satan's nature is to oppose God. He comes in to cause us through our will, through our flesh, he causes us to oppose God. Listen at what happened just one chapter over, Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, had God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? That's opposition right there. He comes to oppose, to get us to oppose the Holy Spirit in us as a believer. And by opposing, manipulating the Spirit, he opposes God. Look at verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Do you see that opposition? Did God say in Genesis 2, thou shalt not eat? And so here comes the enemy through our using and manipulating the flesh, the will, and he causes us to oppose God. Right there in verse 4, he opposes God. Oh, no, you're not going to die. Did God really say you were going to die? Did God really say, love one another as I have loved you? Has God really said, don't forget the assembling of yourselves? Has God really said all of that, that we read Sunday to Sunday, day to day? I pray we're reading day to day. Has God said all that he has given holy men and overshadowed them to write 66 books? Oh, my Jesus, in this day and age, it's so imperative for us as believers and potential believers to know that we have an enemy, and that enemy is the flesh. And right about now, there is a lot of self-will and selfishness and flesh going on in the world. What I want, what I need. And so sometimes you find the shelves are empty. Why? Because one person came through and took all that was left on the shelf. That's flesh, because it's selfish. It's only thinking of yourself. We're going to see that later. The end of sin, or our sin nature, often referred to as the flesh, is that part of us, that individual's will that opposes God and seeks its own sinful gratification. We seek what we want. We seek what's best for me, what I want. You know, the first time we saw I and selfishness was over in Isaiah 14, 13 through 15, where Satan wanted to now become God. I will ascend. I will establish my throne. I will. He wanted to become God, take God's place. Real and truly, that's the first sin of the Bible. The second sin is disobedience in the garden. He sinned against God by wanting to exalt himself. And that's what our human nature often does. It wants to do what's best for what I want. So then, my brothers and sisters, the flesh must be denied of its desires. Deny it so much. It's no wonder Jesus told us, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself. Deny that nature of you that opposes God the Father. take up your cross and follow me. So we must so deny the flesh and its desires that it eventually dies. Oh, my God. My. Sometimes I think because our outward appearance, which is the flesh, our outward appearance calls for us to pay so much attention to it that we indirectly sometimes feed that flesh within us that opposes God. Let me say what I mean. We dress up our outward appearance so much. We buy what we want. We get the hair all together. We get the nails together. Now, I'm not saying nothing about that. If that is what you want to do and you can afford. But those things oftentimes distract us, that when we continue to just emphasize our outward flesh, we dress it up, we buy expensive perfume and cologne, men, and shoes and shoes, men. It's not just the ladies in her shoes, but we pay so much attention to getting the outward flesh so together that many times what our inward nature is saying, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. Ooh, that would look good on me. Ooh, yes, I'm going to try that. So we have to beware of how our inward man, that inward nature can also influence and causes us, my brothers and sisters, not only to sin, but to keep it alive in wanting what it wants, wanting its own desire, wanting its own gratification. A Christian must purposefully not feed the old nature in us, must not feed that fleshy nature, but instead feed the spiritual nature, the one that where the Holy Spirit dwells, the one where the Holy Spirit must come to the forefront and be in charge and take over our lives and lead us to spiritual things. Listen to this out of 1 Timothy 6:11. But flee from sinful action, you men of God. You men of God. Men, women, boys, girls, you men of God. And pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Those are the things when you read down to Galatians and begin with Galatians 22, the fruits of the Spirit, those are the things that we feed the flesh with. But then when you go down from verse 17 to verse 19 through 21, those are the things that feeds the flesh. And we must beware that so many times between verse 19 and 21 that we struggle with various things of the old nature in us, of that sinful nature in us. Look at what 2 Timothy 2:22 says. Now flee from youthful lusts. That's why we have to teach our children. We have to show them righteousness from wrongness. Because many times what's right for me is not right for you. And many times we justify, you know, well, that's you, that's not me. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 9:27 says. But I discipline my body. This is Paul. I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Oh my God, Paul say, I bring my body, I bring myself, I have to daily bring June Addison under subjection of the Holy Ghost so that when I talk to others, when I preach to others, I myself won't be disqualified. Oh my brothers and sisters. This is one of the reasons many of our testimonies, many testimonies of the believer is tarnished or disqualified because the world sees us not disciplining ourselves, not disciplining our bodies. Oh, my brothers and sisters, let me give you some characteristics of the flesh, because when you hear its characteristics, you know the flesh, that sinful nature of us, that old man that we have to deny and that we have to crucify. The flesh is always inclined to oppose God. Listen to the characteristic of the flesh. It's deceptive. Jeremiah 17:9 and Romans 13:14. It's deceptive. I wish I had time to give you some little background and some more information to these, but Lord God willing, you'll read and God will expand and illuminate your understanding. It's deceptive. It's weak. Matthew 26:41. It profits nothing. The flesh, the old man in us, it's not profitable to us. That's John 6:63. It's enmity against God. I mean, it's an enemy. It's an enemy against God. Romans 8:7. The flesh wars against us. Listen, the flesh is against us. Oh my Jesus. We go into and cause us to spend more than we don't have. I was dealing with and I had to bring that appetite under subjection. You know, you will want some ice cream. 10:30 at night. Maybe that's just me. You know, cravings and so, you know, you will tell yourself, "Oh, I need a hamburger." You have to talk that down, knowing that really I just ate about 30 minutes ago to an hour ago. And now I'm telling myself I'm still hungry. I'm still going for the chips and colas. I'm still going for those things. Sisters and brothers, let me share with you right here. At one point, I would eat, and then I just ate. Next thing you know, I was looking for something to eat again, and then I was looking for something else to eat again. You know what I did? I laid on my floor between my couch and coffee table on my face, and I say, "Lord God, what is going on here with this repeated, you know, I want to eat. Do you know the Lord spoke back? No, now, if you ask him, he'll answer you. The Lord said, "He's trying to kill you." Oh, my Jesus. He was trying to kill me through food, knowing that those things were not healthy for me, knowing putting on weight elevates your blood pressure. It elevates your blood sugar. Oh, my Jesus. My God, my God. The flesh, it's the self of us that would rather obey our own self than obey God. The flesh, it's corrupt. Genesis 6:12. It's, again, as we said, it's contrary to the spirit. We just read it in Galatians 5:17. The flesh enslaves us. It enslaves us. Hosea 8:7. Romans 16:6 and Matthew 15:19. My brothers and my sister, Paul says in his letter to the Romans that there was something in his members, in the members of his body called the flesh, and his flesh kept warring against his spirit. The flesh symbolizes our human frailty, our sinful nature. It symbolizes the struggle we face on our spiritual journey. Oh, my brothers and sisters, and when you recognize that, God, I'm struggling right here, I'm struggling in this area, God, look like this part of me just won't let go, it won't forgive, this part of me won't let me love my brother, my sister the way I ought to, this part of me, God, I'm struggling in this area, and so God will. He will come in when you allow him, and the Holy Ghost in you will overshadow that area and help you to be an overcomer in the areas you're struggling in. If you can't sing Victory Is Mine, hallelujah, Jesus, stop singing that song. Victory is yours. Victory over the flesh. Victory over our self-will. Victory over that part that wants to oppose God and disobey God. How can we overcome the flesh? We must align our hearts and our mind with God's will. Seek his guidance. And grace, ask for grace to overcome the temptations that arises from our sinful nature. In this world is the lust of the eye. Do you not know I had to pray for the lust of my eye? Because you go in the store and you see a thing and you think you have to have it. You go around the shoe department, you see the shoes, you see the clothing, you see, houses, cars, big. Oh, my Jesus. That's why there are so many people in debt right now, because they did not modify their body. They did not modify the members. They did not check that desire of the eye, lust of the eye that say, I want that. You see a thing and you want it, President Trump. Oh, my Jesus. Don't call the station on that one, okay? So I say, Paul says, so I say, conduct or behave yourselves by the Spirit, believers. Walk by the Spirit. Don't let the enemy, the devil, get into your flesh and cause you to tarnish your testimony, cause you to tarnish your witness for Jesus Christ, cause you to tarnish your walk before God and man. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And both of them are in conflict with each other. So the next step to overcoming the flesh, walk in the Spirit. Now listen to this one. Crucify. The next step is crucify the flesh. I don't mean just a little bit. It says crucify, crucify unto death. Kill it. Kill the flesh. Crucify. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. No, you don't have to talk down to people. You don't have to. I'm going to just have to go ahead and say it. You don't have to curse people out. Oh, that old me come out. No, that old you ought not to come out, because it's crucified. It's dead. Don't bring it up. Don't go dig it out the cemetery. Oh, my Jesus. But crucify it. Kill it. Amen. Oh, my God. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh.